Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome to Parshvika. We're going to be talking about the art therapy, the clinical part and the non-clinical part. So we're going to be talking about the art therapy, healing with the art, because this is the stuff that is growing so much. And do you really need a degree for that? Like, some of the things you do need a degree, and some of the things you could very well start being an artist as well. There are the two streams, you could call it the art clinical, art therapy clinical, and art therapy non-clinical. Now, for the clinical, you need a degree, but for non-clinical, you don't need a degree. And you could practice as an art therapist in the hospitals, clinics, or you could have your own setup or something like that. If you're looking forward to a clinical part where you're gonna be having your own clinic or hospital settings, and you're gonna get the patient and you're gonna help them heal through the art and diagnose the condition, whether it's a mental condition or something or the other, and then you're gonna help them deal with the stuff. Like, depending on the disease, the session will going to vary. Like, a few of the diseases can be cured in one session, like for an hour or 2 hours, or for some of the diseases or some of the problems that are a little bit more complicated, you're gonna need a multiple different sessions. So that is kind of like a hospital setup or a clinical setup of the art therapy. You do need to study for this particular stuff. Like, I think the bachelor's is 4 years of bachelor's, and then you need to have a master's. Now, often people actually finishing up with the bachelor start with the art therapy, and they started taking the patients and clients and all that stuff, but some do take a master's and then begin all that stuff. So it depends, okay? And also, depending on wherever you are laying, the things will obviously gonna vary. I'm talking from the US point of view. Like, if you are based in the States, then you do need a license, and I think it's also there for the different parts of the world as well, in the UK, Canada, and I think in the Asian region as well, Australia. So the things will going to vary wherever you are. So you can Google it to know more about it. If you're interested in going with the clinical part, like which of the certification you're going to be needing, if you're going with a degree, how many years of the bachelor is there, or how many years of the master is there. And if you need a PhD degree or whatever, you're going to need a certification or a training course or an internship, you can go more depth about it and you can conquer that stuff if you are interested in the clinical world. In the clinical world, you're going to be diagnosing the disease and you're going to be treating and curing the patient, because you're getting a training in your bachelor's, in your master's, more kind of like a medical point of view, you can call it. Because being myself a doctor, being in the medical field, I can see that it's more kind of like an art therapy degree, and then you have a graduate master's, then you are actually getting a certification, getting a license to practice, because that's what you need. Now, the things will going to vary. I've already covered over here, so please do the research before actually going into the clinical part, depending on wherever you live, whether your country or city or state need a certification or a license or a degree or something like that. Then probably you have to go for that if you're looking forward to the clinical part. Depth about the clinical part. And we can do the more research, what kind of degree, what are the courses, what are the different colleges offering it, how many years it will going to take, what exactly you need to learn, what are the different training stuff look like. And then once you get the degree, once you get the license and all that stuff, what kind of clinical setup do you need, how you're gonna cure the patient, how you're gonna diagnose it. So there is a lot more depth in the clinical part, but I'm gonna cover it in the short over here, because I have to cover over next part, that is a non-clinical art therapy, which is called as a therapeutic art, and what exactly it's needed if you're looking forward to one. So this is about the art therapy, a clinical point of view. Again guys, it's all based on my entire research and knowledge so far doing the research in this department, because I was really interested in the healing with the art. This is something that really moves me, because making an art is interesting and amazing, but when you can actually help someone heal through the stuffs, because you see that you're healing yourself when you're making a piece of artwork. For me, the art is like expressing my feelings, emotions, my thoughts and all that, while the art, whether I'm actually making a watercolor, graphite, or working with the clay or whatever kind of a creative work I am doing. So I was more interested in the healing with the art. So art therapy clinical part. Let's talk about the non-clinical part of the art therapy. Now, for the non-clinical art therapy, you don't really need a degree, you don't really need a license, but then you can't call yourself as an art therapist, okay? There is a caveat over here. Obviously, you can go with the non-clinical part and you don't need a degree and license. That's a pretty great, but then you won't be able to call yourself as art therapist because you don't have a license, you don't have a degree, and you don't have that kind of training experience. So you can't call it like yourself like that. Then what exactly are you gonna call yourself? You can call it that art is the healing with the art, or therapeutic art, or expressing by art, or being creative with the art, or paint with me, or paint party, or reflection party, reflection paint party. Like, you could call it the various different names that may not go into the art therapy department, but still you can practice some sort of the art therapy without the clinical part. Also, there is another caveat over here which you need to take into account. Obviously, you can't call yourself an art therapist and you can't have a clinic and actually mentioning over your art therapist and all that stuff. No, because you don't have a degree and you don't have a bachelor's or a license or whatever it is. The things will going to vary depending on wherever you are aiming, whether you need a license, whether you need a degree, or whatever that look like, okay? You can't diagnose the disease. Yes, if you're thinking that I'm gonna go with the non-clinical, I'm gonna have a setup ready and all that stuff, I won't call myself an art therapist, I'm gonna call it as a healing with art or therapeutic art or non-clinical part or something like that, but then you can't diagnose the disease and you can't cure it using the scientific method and all that stuff because you don't have the knowledge. Because diagnosing a disease is not just about actually making an art and making a piece of art. No, you do need a certification for that stuff. You do need that clinical part, the scientific or the medical part. So since you don't have a degree, so you can't call yourself an art therapist, you can't diagnose the disease, you can't find out what disease look like for the patient, and you can't prescribe them these stuffs. Now you would be thinking, if I can't do all these things, what exactly are you gonna be doing in the therapeutic art? The thing that you're gonna be doing is actually making art with your client and actually feeling those emotions, being creative with the art. You can help the people with the self-love or flowing with the creativity, or you can help the... So you have to treat the client over here, which are not there, that kind of disorders they are having. They just need help, or they just wanna express themselves via the art. But if they need a clinical part, or if they need a diagnosis and treatment, then you have to refer them to the art therapist. So if you're actually practicing the therapeutic art, mention that thing in your stuff that you're only going to take clients which don't have the mental disorders, because for that purpose, you have to refer them to the art therapist. Okay, that's the rule. You have to do that. That's related to certification. But you gotta actually help the people develop the creative skills, develop the self-love, expressing through art. Or if they want to learn something, like if they want to actually color them or make the watercolor art or something like that, you could help that point of view from the non-clinical art therapy. Or you can call it a non-clinical art therapy or therapeutic art, whatever it is. But make sure when you're actually doing the therapeutic art, mention that clearly that you're not an art therapist. You are an artist or a creative person helping the people with the art, but you're not here to actually diagnose and treating the mental disorders. For that, you have to refer to the art therapist or psychologist or whatever stuff they need, okay? You have to refer to the professionals. You are not a professional. You are a creative people. And you are helping people with the self-love, with the healing expressions, with the kind of like a sadness, a depression, a little bit of these stuffs that people go through in the life. Like, we do all go through something or the other in our life. Sometimes we go through the loneliness, lacking the self-love, or kind of like being in a depression, depressed, sadness, doubt, fear, and all that stuff. We go through that. And these things doesn't need that much of the diagnosis and treatment unless it actually go very deeply rooted in ourselves and it create something kind of like a mental disorders, which is clearly visible. Then that's the case you have to refer to the clinical. I hope it makes sense. But when it's something like more of a superficial, like when you see that you are going through some kind of like the sadness and the depression, but then you don't need a psychologist, you don't need an art therapy clinical person to actually diagnose your disease and all that. You know that if you're actually making a piece of artwork or you're doing something creative, you would be able to get out of it. That kind of stuff, you have to go with the therapeutic art. So make sure if you're practicing therapeutic art, you clearly mention them on your website, on your blog, and also filter the clients. If you see that the people are coming to you for mental disorders, refer them to the art therapist, psychologist, or the professional in that area. But if they are coming just for this self-love, expressing through the art, or just making the piece of artwork, then you can take them. So please make sure you create a big difference between the clinical and the non-clinical part. Because for the non-clinical, you don't need a certification, you don't need a degree. So you have to actually filter the people over here and choose only the people who don't have any mental disorders or just want to express themselves via the art, or just want have a superficial stuff like the loneliness, a depression, sadness, which we all go through and which can be dealt with just painting or making a creative work. Okay, so this is the kind of a difference between them. Now personally, I was thinking about going with the art therapy clinical, but then I saw that you have to get a bachelor's and master's and PhD and all that stuff. And I've been there with my bachelor's and the master's, being myself a doctor, I know that. So I don't want to go into the college degree, get that certification license. So I am approaching the non-clinical part of the art therapy, that is a therapeutic art, because I love to create the work and I love that. And plus I can combine a little bit of the science from my own medical background into the art. For those of people who are really looking to combine the science with the art, with the healing, want to go for the degree or the license, then you can very well practice the non-clinical art therapy or the therapeutic art. But if you are interested in the degree and getting the license because you want to diagnose and treat the patient and have a proper that clinical setup or the hospital setup, whatever it is, then you have to go with that particular art therapy, the professionals. So these are the two differences between and how you can actually dealt with that, because I think that it's really important for our creative people to expand our boundaries and explore as much as we can. Because when we are limiting ourselves to a particular art medium, particular stuff, then we are actually limiting ourselves. Because the beauty of the science and the art and all these stuff is that you can explore as much as you want to. You can open your doors, open your eyes, and be there to experiment and try something new. Mentioned over here what exactly you're gonna do in a therapeutic art session. Like if you're taking a client who don't have the mental disorders and you're not actually treating the patient, you're not actually diagnosing the disease, but what exactly you're gonna do. You can pick up a specific theme for your art session, like you're focusing on a one art medium, like a watercolor, graphite, or something like that, or you could have a multimedia, and then you can take the clients maybe in a group or maybe a single person for a particular session, okay? Then you can have the piece of the artwork for your client as well, for yourself as well, and you can make and that piece of artwork. Now you can also have a guided meditation with that. Like if your client needed a guided meditation, you could actually have a guided meditation while they are actually making a piece of artwork so that they can express themselves via the art. Or it can be a more of a silent, like a, just a calm music in the background, or a silent tone in the background. Again, it depends, but please don't go into the clinical part of a year of diagnosing the disease and treating. No, you just have to help the people to express and experiment their feelings, their emotions, and their stuffs via the art, which doesn't need a clinical art therapy, okay? Which can only be done by just taking a piece of artwork and just making it. And you can create a background for your client by the guided meditation or the mantra meditation, or you could have a manifestation of something. Like you could apply the law of attraction stuff over here if you're interested in that, or simple guided meditation or a calm music or something like that. And they are making a piece of artwork, you are guiding them, instructing them, or listening to them if they have something to say to you, or if they want you to make an artwork along with you, then you can also make a piece of artwork and they are also making a piece of artwork, like you are both sitting next to each other. Obviously, the sky's the limit over here. You could have multiple different medias, multiple different stuffs over here, and you could do that. But forget about the clinical part. Forget about the diagnosis and treating the patient. You only have here the thing to actually help the client to express themselves via the art. That's the only thing you are focusing on over here. You can obviously help them teach how to make a watercolor flowers if you are into that stuff. Or you can teach them how to do painting or art. You can teach them a particular art form. A lot of the different hospitals and different clinic setups in the world which are offering the art therapy. Like I've seen some of the research going in the cancer department. The people are actually being treated. The cancer patients are being treated by the professional art therapists. And that's so amazing. So if you are into something like that, then please go into the clinical part and get a degree and license and all that. Healing with the art or healing with the music is such a powerful tune, and it works wonders for us. So a lot of the stuff would be there in the upcoming future years, and this is a really exciting stream. So this industry will gonna boom in the future upcoming years, and if you're really interested in that, then probably go and choose your own path and decide which one you want to go with, the clinical and non-clinical. You guys, see you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye guys.